Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. We stand at the cross as we hear these words. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." It was a long way from Nazareth to that Bethlehem stable, especially long for a woman in the last days of her pregnancy. No doubt she had felt every bit of the rough terrain on the 70-mile trip, and then they arrived to find every room occupied. They could only find a cave where animals slept. It was not the best place to birth a child, but by that point Mary was not picky. It was warm and dry, and the baby was on the way. What emotions did she feel that night? She was a young girl holding her firstborn. Surely there were tears of joy and wonder as she reflected on the visit from the angel. She was a virgin holding her baby. She felt the little heart beating against her chest and a mysterious wonder beating in her heart. It was a long way from that Bethlehem stable to the cross. Most mothers could not bear watching their son crucified, but Mary, she couldn't leave. She longed to hold him. She longed to wipe the blood from his beaten face. She longed to give him a drink. She longed to comfort him, but he was beyond her reach. She cried tears of agony. Her son was on the cross. She watched his chest expand as he labored to breathe. She felt a crushing pain in her heart. Finally, mercifully, the end came. It was a long way from heaven to the cross, but there hung God in the flesh, beaten, spit upon, mocked, flogged, stripped, crucified, a kingly crown of thorns mockingly thrust onto his head. God loved us so much that he sent his only son to go through that awful death in order to pay sin's penalty. But death couldn't keep him there. And now the resurrected Lord brings his cross work to meet you wherever you are, rich and empty, poor and needy, successful and searching, fallen and struggling to get up. Jesus meets you where you are with his once-for-all sacrifice that carries you all the way to eternity. If you've not trusted in the completed work of Christ, I encourage you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I cannot imagine the pain of the cross, but I know you died there for me. Thank you for paying the penalty for my sins. I am sorry for them. I seek your forgiveness. I want to stand clean before you. I trust in you as the risen Savior. Thank you for accepting me as your child. In your name I pray. Amen.